Okay, so we're going to continue. We're discussing if somebody forgets to daven a certain tefillah, so what should he do by the next tefillah? So we know that there's an Indian called the tefillah tashlumen. So if you forget to daven shachris, so then you should daven two minchas. So we're getting into this last week. Hopefully we'll finish up most of the sugya this week. We left off a little bit in the middle, and the idea is, this is where kind of where we left off. We said like this. They said that if the first halach in Simen Kuf Ches Sif Aleph says that if somebody is ta oinenes, he makes a mistake, or he's an oines, and he doesn't daven shachris, so then he should daven twice mincha. The first one should be for mincha. First one's the chiyuvis. The hashniya l'tashlumen, and the second one will be for atashlumen. And that's, we discussed a lot about that last week. And then just the last part of this Sif Aleph says like this. Vim hipech, let's say he switches it around, and he davens the first mincha as a tashlumen for shachris. What?
Which means
the kavana,
right?
So that's exactly what we're going to get into right now. So vim hipech, let's say he switches it around. Lo yotza yidei tefila shehi tashlumen. So you're not yotza the tefila, which is a tashlumen. That's what we said last, that's how we ended up last week. So we didn't finish the Mishnah Berurah and the Be'er Halacha on that, so we'll just try to get through that this week. So what does it mean, vehem hipech? Exactly what Yosef was asking. What does it mean if he switched it around? So then the Mishnah Berurah says, Pirish, which is the first thing on the page, Shehoisa bedaita yishetehei harishayna letashlumen lo yotza. So if he had in mind that the first tefillah should be for tashlumen, that's enough, that ruins it. You're not going to be yotza. Why? What's the reason? And this is really the Makar and the Gemara that we went over last week with the Rishayim over there. It says, the loytiknu rabbanon hashlama el bizman his askus betfilas chayuvis. The only time that the rabbanon were misakein that you could do a tashlumen is only at a time that you are in the middle of doing a tefillah chiyuvis. So the only way you get in the door to do a tashlumen is if you first open it up, so to speak, by doing a tefillah chiyuvis. Once you open it up by doing a tefillah chiyuvis, then afterwards you can do a tefillah tashlumen. But you can't start off with a tefillah tashlumen. V'loy kaitam lachein. V'yesh mefak v'kin loymar. And some say like this, no. She'ain sarach lachzor l'spal. You don't have to daven again if you the first one you did tashlumen. Elim kein gila daitoi befeirish betfilosoi shehashniya hi l'shem chayva. Only if you were megaladas, just having in mind that the first one will be a tashlumen and the second one will be a chayva, that's not enough. That's not enough to ruin it. You have to be megaladas befeirish that the second one is a chayva v'yishan a tashlumen. So now, how is that ever possible? How you ever megaladas in your tefillah? You never say, by the way, Rabbi Yerushalmi, this is for shachris, this is for mincha. You just say the words, and the words of mincha and shachris are the same in Shmoneh Esrei, right? You're not really doing anything different. Maybe you'll say sim shalom, shalom rav. But I mean, really, if you're davening, no, you're saying, supposed to say the same tefillah, exactly. As I'm saying, but maybe if you're megaladas by saying, the first one you say sim shalom, so you're showing that this is really a shachris. But that's not the example that the Mishnah Berurah gives. That's not really the example that the Gemara gives. So the Mishnah Berurah says, but there's something to talk about. Like in that case, if you do that, maybe that's another form of Gilei Das. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Kagain, should he Maitzei Shabbos? Let's say it's Maitzei Shabbos, and you forgot to daven Mincha on Shabbos. And what did you do? You know you're supposed to say Atachan Antanu when you're making in Shemoneh Esrei. But what about if it's Tashlumen? So you say Atachon and Tanu in both? So no, you're not supposed to. You're supposed to make Havdalah, say Atachon and Tanu in the first Shemoneh Esrei, because that's supposed to be for Marv. And in the second one, you just have a regular Shemoneh Esrei. But what happens if you were Hivdil B'Shniya, V'loy Hivdil B'Rishayna? Let's say you said Atachon and Tanu in your second Shemoneh Esrei, and your first Shemoneh Esrei, you did not say Atachon and Tanu. So what are you showing us? That you're showing us that your second one you had in mind for it to be for Ma'ariv, and that your first one is for Tashlumim. That's a Gilei Das. That's going to be a problem where the Tashlumim is not going to help if you tried to do your Tashlumim before your Chiyuvus. Kemosh is Barler. So, okay, so there are some say like that, that it's only going to mess you up, not just if you have in mind that the first Tefillah will be a Chiyuvus, the first tefillah will be a tashlum and the second will be a chiyuvus, but only if you're Megala Das, the Ferris, like if you say Atachon Adano, that's only where it's going to mess you up. What's the Indian Dina? We have the Dirmir Chaver. The Chaver doesn't say anything about this. It doesn't say you have to be Megaladas. It just says, if you're a Hippach, which is mashma that that as long as you have in mind to switch it around, then you're messed up. He says, "Toiv yaiser." Still, if you want to cover all your bases, what's a good idea? Toiv yaiser shabe eish shachoizu mispalel at the time that you're davening again the tashlumen, because you davened to tashlumen first. Yisna v'yoymar im ena mechuyev lispalel pam sheinis ani mispalel sebeteres nedava. You can always say, "Look, if I'm not mechuyev to daven a tashlumen again, then the tefillah should be a nedava." Just a regular nedava, which really you have the right to do at any time. You can always daven a tefillas nedava. We don't do it bizman hazeh because we're not really so good at being mechaven during Shemona Esrei's. So therefore, really tefillas nedava, you have to have kavana the entire time. It's not a good idea for us to start playing around with this. But anyway, that's just to cover all your bases. So again, I guess what's the point here is that since we don't want to get into shilas, we should make sure that we know that we're having in mind that the first time we're davening the Shemona Esrei, that will be for our chiyuv. So if it's mincha, the first one has to be for mincha. You don't want to get yourself into shilas. Now, what happens if a person doesn't think anything? Can you imagine such a thing? A guy's davening Shemona Esrei and he doesn't have in mind what the Shemona Esrei is supposed to be for. So the Berelacha talks about this. Berelacha says, so we're not going to leave the whole Berelacha.
No, he forgets what he has to do with Tashlumen.
No, let's say he knows he has to do with Tashlumen, but he's not thinking. He just says, I know if to daven twice. I know that's the Halacha. I was just at the Shir last week. I know you're supposed to daven twice. I'm going to daven twice. Shmonesrei, finish. Oh, wait, I didn't have a Chavana. Which one's going to be my Tashlumen? Which one's going to be my Chiyuv? What happens if he does that? So the Berelacha says like this. We'll start off with the Berelacha. We're not going to see the whole thing. Vimhipach. I'm a Shabush, Samnul in Yedina Kamachaber. We said that the Halacha is like the Machaber. He doesn't say anything about the Magen Avraham, whose shita is that only if you're Megala Das, like the Mishnah Berurah brought. The Pashit. Says Berloch, it's Pashit. The Davkoim Nischavin Behedya Lashem Tashlumim. That's only if you're Mechavin Lahedya that it should be for a Tashlumim. Avalim Hispalo Shneim Bistama. Let's say you just stam. I'm davening Shemona Esrei without having any specific Kavana, what it's supposed to be like, then the Kuli Amo Yatza, then everybody agrees that it's Yaisen. Then he has another Shiloh. Another Geshmak Shemar, go through the Shabbat, I'll just speak it out. He says, what happens if you start davening your first Shemona Esrei as a Tashlumen? You forgot the Halacha, and you got mixed up, and you thought that your first Shemona Esrei should be for a Tashlumen, and then in the middle, after you're in the middle of Atachain, and you're like, wait a minute, that was not the Halacha. The Halacha is I'm supposed to first daven the Chiyuv. What should he do? Can he go and switch his kavan in the middle? So even though I started off, there's something, right, that I'm going to finish off as a chiyuv, and then that will change the whole Shemona Esrei into a chiyuv. If he does that, what's the halacha? So that's the halacha says he leaves it as a tzarachi, and he doesn't know clear. He doesn't have a clear raya one way or the other. Again, not something that we should, you know, get ourselves into. We should hopefully never get into a substance of shayla. But if he does, then he's left with the tzarachi. And Mestama, you know, I would usually when in these things, when you have a Safek Brachas, you always go Lahakla that you don't have to daven again. But
should you finish
Shemona
Esrei?
Right, so you sure finish Shemona Esrei.
Finish Shemona Esrei, now you've got a whole half Shemona Esrei, which is Brachas.
Right. Well, I mean, right. So I mean, but exactly. Yeah.
Start again. It's the Halakla.
Maybe you should start again. I mean, he doesn't bring
forget,
that.
If you forget in Atachonet, you don't have to repeat Shemona Esrei. So you can just do it again.
No, but let's say you daven the first three Brachas as thinking that this is a Tashlumen. And now you're like, oh, wait a second, now what am I supposed to do? Should I finish this off as a Tashlumen? That you for sure shouldn't do. And then you for sure have to daven again. Wow. So all these brachas will be a suffix brachas awful. So, l'chayr, what you should do is daven the rest as a chiyuv, and then, you know, you're left with the tzarachin of the Ber Halacha that mistami you should not daven again, I would say, because suffix brachas
l'chayr. Daven one more time.
Just daven one more time for the Tashlumen, the real Tashlumen. So, okay, again, you know, the part of these halachas is just to bring it to the forefront of your mind so that we should never get into these type of shilas. What?
It could be very common.
Yeah,
I mean, especially schools that have mitzvahs too early.
Yeah, I mean,
like, people sleep through it.
Yeah.
So they end up having down two wires.
Okay, fine. So now, okay, so now one more thing. Now what happens if, like this, Mishabur brings another case, which is another interesting case. Tzorach Laksa, you have to daven two Shemona Esrei. So what happens? The guy starts davening Shemona Esrei, and we know that the first one, he remembers the halacha. The first one has to be a chiyuv. The second one has to be a tashlumen. He davens the first one, and he's davening in mamash. He knows that this is going to be a chiyuv, and then what happens is that he forgets to say the same talamot to the bracha. Right? He mixes up. He's like, oh, wait a second. He said the same bracha. But he doesn't chap his mistake until after he davens the tefillas tashlumin. You have the case? Mm-hmm. So he's supposed to daven two Shmoneh Esrei. It's mincha. The so first one's supposed to be for the chiyuv.
So he wasn't yotzei the first one.
Right, so that's the shayla. Now we said that the tashlumin is only going to help you if you daven the chiyuv first. You first have to daven the one that you're mechuyev. And so you're supposed to daven mincha first, and then you have to, the second one's supposed to have, be in mind for the shachris. But what happens if you're mincha Shmoneh Esrei, you forgot something that would make you go over the Shmoneh Esrei, but you only realize that mistake after you daven the tashlumin. So now, do you have to daven another tashlumin? So maybe you have to daven two again. Because we know that tashlumin can only be after the chiyuv. Right?
So you did the first one right, or you did the second one wrong?
No, the first one you really, technically you did right as the chiyuv. You had in mind that it's going to be your chiyuv, but right, you forgot the same talmata, or you said you forgot mashav ruach, which would make you go over it.
It validates the whole thing.
Right, and then, but you didn't chap it until after you did the tashlumin one. Uh-huh. So maybe you have to daven two Shmoneh Esreis again.
I mean, does it make a difference if it's like, what did I say, like the, within like the first 30 days, like if you have a suffix that you for sure have to repeat it, but if it's after 30 days, then it's like,
So then the halacha is like, if it's in the first 30 days and you have to assume that you didn't say it. So then the suffix is not going to help you. You have to assume that you didn't say it. If it's after 30 days, then you can assume that you said it, so then there's nothing to talk about. So but let's say you know for sure you forgot to say it.
Okay.
You know for sure, so then most of the shah. So the Mishnah Berurah says like this. Mr. Bruce Simmons Kuf Chesiv Kon test, which is the next thing. Says Zara Chlachzer. Ach, Mispaal Lashniel Tashlumin. Varishain Lashem Chayva. Let's say you daven the second one like a Tashlumin, like we said, and the first one you had in mind for a Chiyuv. Vita Bishal Chayva Voliyamar Besein Talmud. And you forgot to say in the one that you were Mechuyiv to the Shmoneh Esrei to Mechuyiv, you forgot to say Besein Talmud to the Racha. But if in the Zara Chlachzer, in the case that you have to go and say the Shmoneh Esrei again. But you didn't remember that until after you davened the second Shmoneh Esrei, which is for the Tashlumin. Afilahachi Ashnia also with Tashlumin. He says, even though you're right, you have to daven again, still the second one will count for Tashlumin. And you can daven after the Tashlumin for Hashem Chayva. Even though the Tefilachivus you made a mistake, you forgot to say the same talmater. Lo yamrinon kiman deloy hispaul klal damya. Even though we say it's not a good enough Shmoneh Esrei, you have to daven it again. We don't say it's as if you didn't do anything. So it's enough of a chiyuv. It's a one the Shabbat Mishabura. It's enough that you davened the chiyuv that you can daven the tashlumin afterwards. But it's not enough that you davened that you have to daven it again.
If you didn't remember until after this mantra was over, so you can do a tashlumin on the chiyuv that you thought you did,
but
you messed up.
Okay, so now you want to know. So let's say you didn't. So you're saying, let's say you didn't remember your chiyuv until after.
Right.
Yeah.
You're making up shachris by mincha.
Yeah.
Okay, and you're davening a shkiyuv minit, so it doesn't take a whole long time.
Right.
All of a sudden, we start davening ma'ariv, and you realize, oh yeah, I forgot to say the same talmud or my first one.
Has right. So then you have to daven two ma'arivs.
Can you do that?
Right. I would. Yeah. Yeah. So
that's
daven
two ma'arivs.
Yeah. That's awesome. For Pioneer's night, I'll double check, but I think that would be the halacha. So, okay, so it's enough of a davening that you would be yaitza your din tashlumin that you davened after your first mistaken chiyuv Shmoneh Esrei. Okay? Alright. Now let's get to the next thing. So the first halacha really was talking about if you forgot shachris. That's how the Mechaber split it up. Sif Aleph was if you forgot shachris, you daven two minchas. And now, Sif Beis, he's going to talk about if you forgot mincha. But before we get to that, which is the Simon Kuf Ches, I took a look at there's another halachas, which is halachas of Tefilas Mincha, which is in Simon Reish Lamed Aleph. So, I brought here from the Tur, because the Tur brings a shita, which is a tremendous chiddush. The Tur says like this, Shakach v'lo'yispal mincha. So if you forgot to daven mincha, so then mispal arvishayim, we know the halachas you daven two ma'arivs. Harishoyna shal arvis v'hashniya l'tashlumei mincha. V'davka shokach. That's only if you forgot. Avol hizid v'lo yispal. Let's say you are bemazed. You say, you know what, I'm not interested in leaving. This game is way too exciting. I got to finish the fourth quarter. And then before you know it, and not before you know exactly, you're going to miss it. You're going to miss the davening. So you don't care. You want to finish the game. So let's say you do that. then the lois pal ain't loy tashlumin. You do not have tashlumin. You cannot daven to shmonesis again. And that was really from the halacha, the gemara. The gemara said, right? If you remember, the gemara asked the kasha that how can you tell me that you can daven to Ma'arivs or two minchas or whatever, or anytime you have a tashlumin. There's another brisa that says that the pasuk says mi'uvus la'yuchal liskoin v'chesun la'yuchal limanais. Right, it's a twisted thing that you can never straighten out, or a chesaron that you can never fill. And the Gemara Darshan, what does that mean? This is somebody who is mevatel krishma, or is mevatel a tefillah shel arvis or a tefillah shel shachris. So how can you tell me that I can make it up? You see here from the first of the Gemara, it's a me'uvus l'yuchaluskoin. It's impossible to make such a thing up. So the Gemara said, no, that's talking about someone who is mevatel b'mezid. That was someone mevatel b'mezid. If you're mevatel b'mezid, so then you don't have the eitzah to make it up. Sorry, buddy, you lost your chance. So now, so he says that's the halacha. That's the Torah pasuk's halacha. But now look at this next thing. This next sheet. Unbelievable. The goyin kasav. He brings from a goyin, which I think the mefarshim say is of high goyin. The goyin kasav afilo hezid. Even if someone made it was bemazed, he missed davening. Im roitza lahashlam oisa betfilas arvis. If he wants to do a tashlum by tefilas arvis, harishus biyadai. He can do it. Ela she'ein lo ischar tefila bezmana. You don't have ischar tefila bezmana. So you hear he's saying from the Gaon that the Gaon says, not the Gaon, this Gaon, one of the Gaonim, says that if somebody on the Mezin misses Mincha, then you can go ahead and daven Ma'ariv twice. Aye, what's he going to do with this Gemara? This Gemara says in the first, if somebody misses a davening, you cannot make it up twice if you're Mezin. That's the first Gemara. What is he going to do with the Gemara? So the Bach here has an Harichas. And I bring down the whole Bach. I cut and pasted some of the Bach. I tried to make it as short as possible, just the main points. So he says, the Bach's going to explain how the Goyim learned the Gemara, which is unbelievable. What a chiddush. It says, Rabbeinu Hevi Kan Divrei HaGoyin. So the tour, the Bach's going on the tour. The tour brought the Goyim, this Goyim. V'loy Le'il B'Simen Kuf Ches. He doesn't bring this in Simen Kuf Ches. If you notice the Simen Kuf Ches, this is not brought down in the Torah, in the Mechaber, or anything. It's not brought down. Our Simen that we've been learning until now is Kuf Ches. That's the halacha. That's the halacha of somebody forgets to daven. So, but he does not bring this this Shita by Kuf Ches, because that didn't feel a Shachar Shem that going to Kosek by El B'Tfilas Mincha. The reason why he doesn't say it over here is because really, Kuf Ches is really Be'ikr talking about Shachars. Somebody forgets Shachars, what should he do about davening to Minchas? Simon Reish Lama Dalet is talking about Mincha. And that's why he brings this Shita, because this Shita is limited to Mincha. Even this Goin only holds this, that if you're amazed and miss a davening, that's only by Mincha and not by Shachar.
Why should Mincha be different?
Oh, great question. But that's going to be important. We're going to about to see. It says, V'nira be'enai. So the Bach says, this is how he's learning the Goin. The Goin is not, it's cryptic. It doesn't it's not explained. So the Bach comes up with an explanation for the Goin. He says, V'nira be'enai. The Hagoyin Medaktik Vahada Moshe Tamuda. The Goyin was Medaktik this Gemara. Not only is this Gemara that I just said to you before, that a Me'uvas Le'yuchal this Goyin, Beches Le'yuchal Limanais, it's not a Kasha on the Goyin, it's a riot to the Goyin, the Bach says. He learned Gufa his Halacha from this Gemara. How? Because after Rabbi Yochanan, this Gemara that asked the Kasha Rabbi Yochanan, the Hecha, the Tav Le'yis Baal, the Yeshla Tashlum Mizman, Tefila Shacharel, the Gemara asked the Kasha Rabbi Yochanan, that's where somebody makes a mistake. He has to daven two Tashlumins. Bizman tefillah shachar, and the time that he's davening the next tefillah. Minatani, the Gemara says, we have a kasha from the Braisa, mivas la'yuchal liskoin. Zeh shabitol tefillah shal arvis la'yitfillah shal shachris. That it's a twisted thing that you cannot straighten out, right? That's somebody who's mevatel tefillah shal arvis la'yitfillah shal shachris. Uparkina, the Gemara asked, the Gemara, parkina here means the Gemara answered, halcha ma'askinon shabitol b'mezid. That the Gemara answered that here we're talking about if you're mevatel b'mezid. Am Ravashi and Ravashi, they cannot make tani bitav like tani ta. Shmamina. Vahashta kasha, zok the Bach. I have a kasha on this Gemara. Amai loy tanya nami bitol tefilas mincha. Look at the Gemara. The Gemara just said, what's the case? Zeshe bitol tefilas shal arvis oy tefilas shal shachris. Someone who's mevatel ma'ariv or shachris, run to mincha. Say that example also. So he says, ha nichal aman demaisin demayir b'ta. It's very good if you're asking that the one that says it's talking about, that this whole Gemara is talking about if somebody makes a mistake. If this Braisa is talking about somebody who makes a mistake, then I understand why he doesn't say mincha. Why? Ashmina Rabusa. Because here it's coming to tell you a chiddush. The lemibayit filas mincha. I don't mean to tell you by tefilas mincha, the pshita dein lo tashlumin b'arvis. That's pashta does not have a din of tashlumin by marv. Why? Right. I mean, if you learn this brayso that Me'uvas L'Ichus Liskayin is talking about somebody who makes a mistake, then I understand why I wouldn't say Mincha. Like, according to the person that asked the question, then I understand why I wouldn't say Mincha, because this pasuk does not have the Shulman by Marv. Why? Kivin D'Lav Chad Yoimahu. Like we said, the Gemara had a Havimina, that maybe since it's not the same day, right, Mincha is the end of one day, Marv is the beginning of the next day, why should you have a Tashlumin from one day and to the next? If it's all the same day, it's more of a Svara, why you'd have a Tashlumin from one Tefillah to the next Tefillah. But if it's the next day already, then why would you think that you can make up for one day? Well, the day's gone. So that's why I understand. That would be pasuk. The price doesn't even have to tell me Mincha. So the Gemara, the Bais is only telling me Ma'ariv and Shachris, because that's a bigger Kiddush. Then Afilu Tfilas Ariv and Shachris Tachad Yoimu, even though that it's one day, Nami Les Latashlumin. So then I understand according to the way that the Kasha of the Gemara was. But, Avamai Demeshani, but this is what the Gemara answered. Debita Kulu Gimel Tfilas Islu Tashlumin, that when somebody makes a mistake, he could daven a Tashlumin with all the Tfilas. He never makes a chilek between one day and 2 days. So if this brisa is really talking about somebody who's bemazed, so it should say tefilas mincha. So that's it. What a kash in the Gemara. Why would the Gemara only say shachris and ma'ariv? The Gemara should also say mincha. So that's where the Gemara's coming from. He says that's for ivcha. Because, no, it's not a kasha. That's mamash what the Gemara means. The dafka betfilas arvas for shachris. Only by Meir ben Shachris do we say me'uvas layuchal liskoin hu in bitl b'mezid. The kivan de b'baikov erev ena tar vas hagov. Since in the morning and the night time, you're not busy. What are you busy with in the morning and night? You're not so busy. So you, that mevatel tefil b'shat nefesh. Why would you be mevatel tefil b'mezid? That's because you're an ice farb. You're just a bad person. You have nothing to do anyway. You can't come to Davin. Hilkach ain't not tashlumin klal. Therefore, you don't have a tashlum. It's man tefilas achareya. I feel it varach tefilas shus. Even if it's just going to be a shus, avol betefilas mincha. When is mincha? Right smack in the middle of the day. So the adam tar basagam. A person's busy. So avol. Even though you know in your mind I am being mevatel tefillah now, I could stop my work. There's nothing stopping me from stopping my work. I could stop and do it. I'm doing amazing. The yad the yavres man tefillah. Avol pigin like nifnei asakav lespalu choshev. Sas ka'anis. It's a drop einus there. There's a little bit of an einus there. Because in my mind, it's hard for me to give up my parnasa now. You know, I can make an extra few bucks now. So why would I, you know, even though you're right, I should give up, you know, to daven. I'm doing it, but mazed still. There's a little bit of an einus. Enough of an einus that you'd be considered to be able to make up the next tefillah. Kivan shleyasa ka'achol arviyach mamen, or shus biyadik l'hashmiz man tefillah shacharah. It's a tremendous chiddush, and that's why we don't paskin like this. We do not paskin like this at all. No. Yeah. So the Bama is going to see that this is all not like the Mechaber paskin. Mechaber paskin, you cannot just miss the mezin. Now we're going to see if somebody is busy with work and it's going to be a hefset for him. Maybe that will be enough of a heter, but enough of an inus. But not just if you just have no interest in you know, you just want to make a. You know, if you're just not a really good, compelling reason to miss, then, you know, if it wouldn't be real hefsek. There's a difference between hefsek mamon and arviach mamon, right? I mean, if you're going to lose money, that would be enough of a, that would be enough of a, of a, of an honest, yeah. Thank you.
Guys in a,
okay, so just to get a little bit of the mechaber over here, let's get a little bit of the mechaber here in Siv Beis. We'll finish up there just till Siv Gimel we see here. So it says Siv Beis says like this: V'tov lo yispal mincha. Somebody makes a mistake and does not have a mincha. Mispal arvish time. You see, the mechaber is mefurish saying that only if it's a mistake by mincha. Tov lo yispal mincha. Then mispal arvish time. Harishayna arvish v'shniyat tashlumin. Like we know, the first one has to be ma'ariv, and the second one tashlumin. Tov lo yispal arvish mispal shachris time. Harishayna shachris abeisul tashlumin. Now, here's a very interesting thing. How are you supposed to daven two shachrises? What should you do? Somebody forgets tomorrow. What should you do? Two shmonesis right after each other? What should you do? So he says like this. La'achir sha'omer yoitzer v'yudches brachas. After you say the brachas of Birchas Kriyishma and Shemana Esrei. Yoimer Ashrei. You should say Ashrei. Va'achir kach yispal yudches l'tashlumei arvis. And then you daven Shemana Esrei again. So you should first say Ashrei. Don't just go from one Shemana Esrei to the next Shemana Esrei.
What about Shachris?
If you're davening Shachris now.
This is Ashrei.
What about Taknin?
Oh, so we'll see in a second. We'll see in a second. We'll see in a second. Mechenkim Shemispal average time. Also, let's say you're davening Ma'ariv twice. This is a big kiddush. Mishum Shalispal Mincha Yoimer Ashrei Bin Tfilo Tfilo. So you forget Mincha, you're davening two Ma'arivs, Shemana Esrei, Ashrei, and then Shemana Esrei. That's what you're supposed to do. So take a look at Mishnah Berurah. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, and then we'll discuss more. La'achar Sha'aymer, so he says that you should daven, and after he says Birkas Krishma and Shemana Esrei, he writes to La'aymer, Shle'yasik l'chadchila b'neim and Shem Davi. You're not supposed to be masik between one Shemana Esrei and the next one, really with anything. V'afil b'limut aser. Like we know, that when you're davening the hashlama has to be right at the same time that you're davening the chiyuvas. When we come up narrowly, so still, it seems to me the chazaras shatz, shall tefillah chiyuvas, what about chazaras shatz? Mutu l'shmaya kaidim. You're allowed to listen to chazaras shatz. Does that make you a dine oisuk tefillah? That's still considered like you're davening. So you should listen to chazaras shatz. You shouldn't just go from one Shemana Esrei Ashrei into the next Shemana Esrei. Shemana Esrei, chazaras shatz, Ashrei, and then you daven your Shemana Esrei again. The Yudches Brachas writes Leimer im Tachanun, with Tachanun, because we know that Loch is Shaim Rachas ain lahafsik ben a Yudches to Tachanun. You're not supposed to be mafsik really from Shemana Esrei to Tachanun. So what? So now it's getting a little braided. Now let's say you davening. So it's Chazar Shatz, right? You daven Chazar Shatz Tachanun Ashrei, and then you do the Shemana Esrei. It says Yoimer Ashrei. Why should you say Ashrei? What's this whole big deal about saying Ashrei before you daven? She says, "Kedei lamad gam betfilas hashlum betarich every time chumash al tarich." Why do you say Ashrei? Why do we say Ashrei before we daven Shemana Esrei? The reason is that we want to go into tefilas hashlum mitarich every time chumash al tarich. That's tanchum of tarich. So that's what we want to go into. So therefore, also tashlum. Why we should also go in the same way? V'chanavasim in tzadik gimel. V'gam the habalavachi yitzarich lam Ashrei yuchem kaidul lamad seich vatzin. Anyway, you have to say Ashrei by shachris. You have to say Ashrei anyway. Right? You're saying Ashrei after davening anyway, so you should say Ashrei. Say your Shemana Esrei, and then go into Lam Natsayach and Avalatziyai. Leimach, if I'm a Chirim Sheskim with Huadin and Mespal, Minchas time, same thing if you're davening two Minchas, Bishvil Ashlama, Yemer Gamkin, Oida Pam Ashrei, you should also say another time Ashrei after your first Shemana Esrei, if you're davening two Shemana Esrei by Mincha. V'chose Hurak L'chadchila, however, this is all L'chadchila. Of a Medina, Ein Tzarech Hapsak Mein Tfilah, Tfilah Rakadei Hilich Dal Adamas. That if really, but yeah, but if you don't do this, you're okay as long as you waited. Kadei Hilich Dal Adamas, one more Mishnah Berurah, and then we'll stop it for today. So he says, so you're supposed to daven Ashrei Bein Tfilah L'Tfilah. Kadei Lahashlam Bezei Gam HaAshrei Shei Yitzarech Lamer Kadei Mincha. This way, when you're davening the Ashrei after Ma'ariv, he's talking, let's say you daven two Ma'arivs. So why should you say the Ashrei before the second Ma'ariv? He says, that way you're getting the Ashrei that you missed also. Right, you're accomplishing two things. Number one, you're going into your second tashlumen, your tashlumen with divrei tanchumen shel Taira, and then also you're getting the ashrei that you missed, the mincha, huh?
It's on the same day,
right? No, it is. You're right. No, it's right. But I mean, I guess whatever tashlumen that can help, yeah. V'yeshem achrim shekasu b'shem mukubalim. Now, here we have some mukubalim. Ready? Shaloi loimer ashrei barbis. You should not say ashrei at night time after by barb. Avaf u'shu b'shvil tefilas mincha. Even though you're doing it for mincha. That's what the Mekubalim say. Because of the Derech HaChaim, De'eich Sha'adam Yinag B'zeh Yeshloi Am Yishlismaych. If someone's not going to see, they have what to be saying. Ach, Kol Zman Shu Yoyim, as long as it's still daytime, Al Yimna Loimer Ashrei, Af Shu Achat Tfilas Mincha. Al Kain. Im Nis'achir Bal Beis Kness B'Shosh Atir B'Skil Tfilas Mincha. So therefore, what happens if somebody comes to the davening, and they already davened Mincha, Yispali Moim, Yoyimer Ashrei Achar Kach, and then you should say Ashrei afterwards and daven again. Now the Magen Avraham says from the Zayar, here's some more Kabbalah. Even if someone's davening Ashrei after Mincha, you're not davening two Tashlumens. You came late to Mincha. Okay? So what are you supposed to do when you come late to Mincha? You're supposed to say Ashrei first, just right away go into davening Shemana Esrei. You're supposed to daven Shemana Esrei. Now you want to catch the Mincha, you want to catch your Ashrei afterwards. The Zayar says you shouldn't say that Ashrei. I mean, at least not the Torah, that you're doing it as part of Ashrei. You can do it as like you're reading in the Torah. It's like Tehillim. You know, there's no problem with saying Tehillim, but he's saying that you shouldn't have in mind. Okay, these are dvarim mekubalim. These are you know mekubal dekazachin. But the halacha lemaisa is that you should say Ashrei between the Shemana Esrei that you're davening when you're doing it with Tashlum. Okay.